आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स इन द 128th एपिसोड ऑफ मन की बात प्रोग्राम दिस मॉर्निंग। Government to hold all-party meeting ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Cyclonic storm Ditwa moves towards Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coasts. 14 disaster response and Coast Guard teams on standby. India to lock horns with South Africa in first ODI at Ranchi this afternoon. KL Rahul to lead men in blue. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth to take on Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong in summit clash at Sayyid Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today at 11 a.m. It will be the 128th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today ahead of the winter session of Parliament. The winter session will begin tomorrow and will continue till the 19th of December. More from our correspondent.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will meet the floor leaders of political parties of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting aims to foster cooperation and coordination among all political parties to ensure the smooth and productive functioning of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Some of the bills which are likely to be taken up are the Atomic Energy Bill 2025, the Insurance Laws Amendment Bill, the Higher Education Commission of India Bill 2025, and the National Highways Amendment Bill. During the session, Parliament is said to have 15 sittings across 19 days. With Anand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will visit Kurukshetra in Haryana today. During the visit, Mr. Radhakrishnan will attend the 20th convocation of the National Institute of Technology Kurukshetra as a chief guest. He will also attend the Akhil Bharatiya Devasthanam Sammelan, which is being held on the sidelines of the International Gita Mahotsav. The cyclonic storm Ditwa over southwest Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Sri Lanka and Tamil Nadu coasts has slowed down its movement to 5 km per hour during the past 6 hours and lay centered over the same region about 90 km east of Karaikal, 90 km east-northeast of Vedaranyam in Nagapattinam district, 160 km south-southeast of Puducherry and 260 km south of Chennai. It is very likely to move nearly northwards parallel to North Tamil Nadu Puducherry coasts during the next 24 hours. While moving northwards, the cyclonic storm will be centred over southwest Bay of Bengal within a minimum distance of 50 kilometers today morning and 25 kilometers during the evening from the Tamil Nadu Puducherry coastline. The red alert warning is likely to be withdrawn as the cyclone has slowed down its movements. Rain alert is likely to occur at a few places over Chennai, Chengalpattu, Kanchipuram, Delta areas and some interior districts. Air traffic, other than services to Sri Lanka, has been restored. A report from our correspondent.
Weather department has warned of strong surface winds with speed reaching from 70 to 80 kilometers per hour is likely to prevail over north coastal Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. Gusty winds are also likely over south coastal Tamil Nadu, Delta districts and Karaikal area. Kodiyakarai in Nagapattinam district received a maximum of 32 centimeters of rain in the past 24 hours. Karaikal received 19 centimeters. Mayiladuthurai and neighboring Delta region registered over 10 to 15 centimeters of rain. Storm warning signal number 5 has been been hoisted at Kadalur Nagapattinam, Puducherry and Karaikal ports. Signal number 4 has been hoisted at Chennai, Ennur, Kattupalli, Pamban and Thoothukudi ports. The Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby to act in case of emergency. 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. The railways have also been alerted to be in high preparedness. The wind velocity is being monitored using anemometers to avoid train movements. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
Heavy rainfall is expected in parts of south coastal Andhra Pradesh and Rayalaseema due to cyclone Dithwa. Andhra Pradesh government said the State Emergency Operations Centre is closely monitoring the cyclone and issuing alerts to district administrations in potentially affected regions. Government departments have been instructed to take necessary preparedness measures. Fishermen have been brought back from sea, farmers advised to stay cautious, and warning messages are being sent to the public. People in low-lying areas have been urged to remain alert due to possible sudden flooding. In the wake of Cyclone Dithwa bearing down on Tamil Nadu, Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav reviewed preparedness measures to ensure minimum disruption to rail services and ensure safety for passengers and coastal populations. He reviewed measures with General Manager and teams of Southern Railways. Mr. Vaishnav emphasized establishment of dedicated helplines and passenger assistance desks to support travellers facing uncertainties due to cancellations or rerouting. He also reaffirmed the commitment of Indian Railways to public safety. He has instructed concerned officials to ensure activation of war rooms at divisional, zonal and railway board level to monitor the situation and remain alert for an extreme situation. Cyclone Dithwa has left behind a trail of destruction in Sri Lanka. The Disaster Management Centre has reported that 159 deaths have been recorded so far as adverse weather conditions continue to affect the island. Meanwhile, 203 persons have been reported missing. Our correspondent reports that India is providing humanitarian aid to the island nation.
India has significantly expanded its humanitarian operations in Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu as Cyclone Dithwa's aftermath continues to trigger severe flooding and landslides even now. Earlier yesterday, 2 Indian Air Force aircrafts brought in 21 tons of relief supplies and 80 NDRF personnel who are now deployed to Puttalam and Badulla among the hardest hit regions, saving over 40 lives from INS Vikrant. 2 Chetak helicopters have joined Sri Lankan Air Force teams in search and rescue missions, completing multiple sorties to pull stranded residents to safety. In the evening, 2 helicopters arrived with essential cargo to reinforce the effort. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashwani News, Colombo.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police being held in Raipur will conclude today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the conference. In a post on X, Mr. Modi remarked that the first day of the conference witnessed extensive deliberations on different aspects of India's security system. He underscored that this forum serves as a vital platform to share best practices and innovations in the field of national security. The conference is being held at the Indian Institute of Management in Nawa Raipur. The Prime Minister will also present the President's Police Medal for Distinguished Service. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, and Union Minister of State for Home, Directors General of Police from various states and Union Territories, as well as heads of central police organizations, are attending the conference. Thailand Foreign Affairs Minister Sihasak Puangkatkao has arrived in Delhi on a 4-day visit to India. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal welcomed him on his arrival last night, saying that the visit is an occasion to strengthen strategic partnership and enduring civilization ties. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Puangkatkao will hold official engagements in the capital today. He will meet External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar at Hyderabad House for bilateral discussions tomorrow. India and Thailand have historically enjoyed warm and cordial relations. In contemporary times, diplomatic relations between the two countries were established in 1947, and both sides celebrated the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties in 2022. India has been re-elected to the Council of the International Maritime Organization in Category B, which includes 10 countries with the largest interest in international seaborne trade. India secured the highest number of votes in the category, receiving 154 out of 169 valid ballots cast during the November 28th elections at the 34th IMO Assembly in London. The Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, described the outcome as a significant endorsement of India's growing global maritime influence. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are benefiting the automobile sector.
The next generation GST reforms are providing a significant boost to India's automobile sector by making vehicles more affordable for citizens. The tax rates on two-wheelers with engines below 350cc have been reduced from 28% to 18%. Similarly, petrol cars up to 1200cc and diesel cars up to 1500cc are now taxed at 18%. Meanwhile, tractors below 1800cc are now attracting 5% GST. Under the new tax structure, buses, trucks, three-wheelers and auto parts are part of the 18% tax slab, making transport and repairs more affordable. The new reforms are lowering the prices of vehicles and also boosting the demand while creating growth opportunities in the automobile industry. With Arzu and Rishti, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In men's cricket, India and South Africa will clash in the opening of the three-match ODI series at the JSCA International Stadium Complex in Ranchi today. The match will begin at 1:30 this afternoon. Led by KL Rahul as stand-in captain for the series, India will be eager to bounce back in a format they have traditionally dominated at home following a recent disappointment in the Test series whitewash. Both Rohit and Virat Kohli return for the ODIs, with the senior duo drawing attention after their match-winning 168-run partnership in the final ODI of the recent Sydney series. In badminton, India will be aiming for title glory at the Syed Modi International 2025 today, with Kidambi Srikanth and the women's doubles pair of Trisa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand set to compete in their summit clashes at the Babu Banarsi Das Indoor Stadium in Lucknow. Srikanth will take on world number 59 Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong, China in the men's singles final. The match will begin at 3:20 in the afternoon. The world number 38 secured his spot in the summit clash after a 2-1 victory over fellow Indian Mithun Manjunath in the semi-finals last night. In women's doubles, top seeds Trisa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face Japan's 8th-seeded duo Kaho Osawa and Mai Tanabe in the final. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. In its top story, the Indian Express reports that as steep 50% US tariffs effective August 27 begin to weigh on Indian exports, several categories such as marine, auto and jewellery have found new markets, while exports to the US have fallen. More than 6,000 terror launch pads located close to the line of control have been dismantled and shifted deeper into Pakistan, reports the Asian Age, quoting senior BSF officials. According to a new analysis by a research organization, no major Indian city recorded safe air quality index levels at any point from 2015 to 2025, with Delhi being the worst, writes the Statesman. At an average minimum of 11.5 degrees Celsius, Delhi records coldest November in 5 years, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, man-animal conflict is reshaping life in Uttarakhand with increasing frequency of attacks on humans, cattle and sheep by the Himalayan bears, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in 128th episode of Mann Ki Baat program this morning. Government to hold all-party meeting ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Cyclonic storm Detwa moves towards Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coasts. 14 disaster response and Coast Guard teams on standby. India to lock horns with South Africa in first ODI at Ranchi this afternoon. KL Rahul to lead men in blue. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth to take on Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong in summit clash at Sayyid Modi International Tournament in Lucknow. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.